Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
404-726-0929 at 929 Morning Shift. You guys want to weigh in on Bo's top five live rock songs he'd love to see in person. Also got a couple of fun conversations today. Did the Braves do enough? Do you feel good about Freddie Gonzalez coming back in the fold, or do you think Mr. Tuiasa Sopo is a little bit of a scapegoat? So love to hear from you guys on that. Allie, you've been in music for a while. You've been to plenty of concerts. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure who your favorite live show was, but I am positive that you have an assortment of them.
I do have an assortment. I don't have any rock bands on my little list that I've put together of songs I would want to see live. So my rebuttal is a little bit more different.
Yeah, same.
There's a moment in a Tim McGraw concert where he sings Live Like You Are Dying, that bridge that he hits,
yeah,
and everybody
I've seen that one.
Just puts their hands up together. It's so inspirational.
Saw that at the Georgia Dome.
Yeah, I think I went to that concert at the Georgia Dome. He always wears the same outfit, the black hat, the white
very tailored t-shirt.
Yeah, very tailored.
Very tailored.
I mean, it looks like body paint.
Luke Bryan,
easy,
with that somber song he has for a friend that he lost, Drink a Beer.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that'll bring
my
you to tears.
My dog passed away right when he came out with that.
No.
I was in a bad way.
Was that
then.
The dog that...
Yeah. Yeah, he very tragic accident with my dog. So that was a tough one.
And one other one I wanted to mention, because I have seen this song multiple times live because I am a boy band lover.
Oh, wow.
I absolutely love boy
bands.
Didn't
peg you for that, but yes.
Backstreet Boys all the way. Yes, they are better than NSYNC. So I've seen everybody live multiple times, but in July, I'm seeing it at the Sphere because I'm going to go see Backstreet Boys.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you.
Yes, and that's just everybody sings along. I love the crowd participation song.
Backstreet's back. All right.
Yeah. Exactly.
I've seen Tom Petty, seen a couple of good bands live. My favorite live show, it was Eric Church.
I bet.
Eric Church, and he came out and sang, you know the song, These Boots?
Mm-hmm.
And he takes off his boots on the stage and holds them up. And I mean, like, it was so sick. And
that's
he's just
amazing.
Talking about these boots, what these boots have walked through. You know what I mean? Such a good show. And he was insane. Eric Church didn't have an opener. He just sang two sets.
That's how Eric Church rolls, though.
Like,
there's no fluff there.
The church choir is here to do things. All right, let's go ahead and head out to the phone lines and let's go ahead and talk to Tinker over in Kennesaw. Tink, good morning, my friend.
Good morning.
Tinker, hold on. Before you get to your comment, did you really fall through a ceiling?
Yes, sir.
Are you
Come
all right?
Come on, man.
I was pretty busted up. I was busted up so good that 2 days later, Andy and Randy were doing live at Twin Peaks, Kennesaw. And the guy that I work with, he goes, you going to say anything? I said, no. And apparently I walked in like a wounded duck. And I didn't even turn the corner good. And Randy looked at me and goes, what the hell's wrong with you?
I'm glad you're doing better, man.
I about went 20 feet down.
Mm. Dang, jeez, man.
Be careful, brother.
Yes, sir.
All right, what do you got for us?
I like your list. The most wildest concert I ever went to was Rage Against the Machine.
Wow.
The most violent concert I ever went to was the International Ballroom during the Far Beyond Driven Tour, and you'll see those guys tonight. And that's Pantera. Just be glad you got seats if you got them when they come on.
That song, Walk? Is that Pantera? Oh, my gosh, dude.
That's,
Wow. Yeah, they're... They got a particular fan base that can make it real interesting. and then the funnest band I ever saw was Steel Panther.
Oh, God.
yeah, they're pretty fun. But just one quick thing with the Braves. I think the only way they're going to break out of this is if they do like Major League, grab that standee, put it in there, start ripping little parts off.
No, real... Real quick, thanks, Tank. Real quick, Pantera has got their live album is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I listen to that all the time. Now, the problem is that I am going to see, they are going to be there tonight, but they're also without the two guys that made the group, which was Vinnie Paul and Dimebag Darrell, who are not with us anymore. And unfortunately, Philip Anselmo is still playing with the band, and he's not a very liked guy.
Yeah. Well, Dimebag Darrell, shout out. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in Josh over in Gainesville. Josh, what's going on? You're on the morning show.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to let y'all know. So I've seen Thunderstruck live, and I've seen Enter Sandman live, both amazing performances. And I've seen some other performances that were pretty good. I've seen Johnny Cash do Hurt.
Whoa.
I've seen Rain in Blood by Slayer.
And then I've seen
Mother by Danzig at the Tabernacle. So don't make fun of my favorite live performance, but it was about 96 or 97, and me and a couple of buddies went to the Roxy to watch Seven Dust. And they weren't headlining the show, but a band named Limp Bizkit was.
Dude,
and
I had never heard of them.
And when they broke out Faith at the end of that show, everybody lost their mind.
Dude, I just got chills. I would love to see Faith live.
Me and Josh, I think we need to go.
Two peas in a pod.
We need to go, because every band he named, I've either seen or have wanted to see live. Like, I think I could go to some concerts with Josh.
Josh, where'd you see Metallica at? Oh, never mind. We lost Josh. Anyways, I'd be curious to know where he saw all those shows.
I saw Metallica at Truist a few years ago when they came.
Yeah.
That summer tour.
Yeah.
And then I saw them in Birmingham, like, maybe 6 months or a year later.
Yeah.
And they were both phenomenal shows.
Dylan, before we go back to the phone lines, you got a Drake song that you've seen in person that you want to pull out there?
Oh, man. The most turnt I've ever been at a Drake concert was when I went to his latest tour. It's all a Blur tour with him and 21 Savage. And they did, because they did a joint album not too long ago, Her Loss. And they did, why am I forgetting the name of the song? The first song on the album. I'll be here in a second. But, man, when they finally did that, because that was their biggest hit, I mean, you couldn't tell me anything. It was really, like, people talk about an out-of-body experience at a concert. I legit had an out-of-body experience.
You had a spiritual awakening.
Yeah,
right,
Rich Flex is the name of the song, by the way. Rich Flex.
Dude, right. Bo Johnson just sent me a picture. Bo Johnson produces Andy and Randy in Steakhouse of when we saw Metallica at Truist, and we ran into each other.
Nice.
And I'm like, I don't even remember this picture. I don't even remember this.
Oh, God. Oh, God, your tongue's out. Oh, God. Your tongue's out.
Dude.
Bo Johnson, run away next
time.
You
know, I had a similar experience at Rolling Stones, by the way, Dylan, when the roof was open. I was like, whoa, is this real life?
All right, let's go back to the phone lines. Let's bring in our buddy Chris from College Park. Chris, what's going on, man? Good to talk to you again.
Hey, what's going on, everybody?
Living the dream.
That's right. Hello, fearless leader.
Sir?
Hey, and I'm going to let you live vicariously through me. And once again, I'm so glad to be a part of the nation because I absolutely love Led Zeppelin, my friend. Loved him. And this was back in 1995, so I'm letting you know how old I am. But I don't know if you know this, fearless leader, but Page and Plant went on a tour.
Yeah.
It was just them two. And I was in St. Louis, Missouri then, at the Kiel Center. And, you know, of course, everybody from all across the nation, because they had come back together again. And my favorite song by them is Black Dog. And so Plant was standing on stage. You know, they had did some songs and stuff. You know how the lead singer or the band, they'll start talking and, you know, going about this and going about that. And he was like, there's a lot of conspiracy about the particular song and how it got its name. But literally, me and the bandmates were in the studio, and a black dog walked in. And he went from his regular voice to, hey, mom, I said, the way you move.
Hey,
thank you.
Chris, and, was that No Quarter Tour? Was that the No Quarter?
Yes, that's it.
Wow, look at you two.
And let me tell you, when Black Dog came on and he like switched from talking into that plant voice, the whole place went berserk. I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Man, and
let me just say this and I'll finish up, man. There's nothing greater on earth than seeing live music.
Oh, hashtag I completely agree with
hashtag
that.
Hashtag squad.
Yeah. Completely agree with that.
Robert Plant has got an amazing voice. And the way he can switch it, because he talks regular, but then when he gets that hits that pitch, man, whoa.
I completely agree with what he said. And I think I've said this about before. Like, my wife and I, we started off like when we dated just going to concerts.
Yeah.
And I swear it's why we're married. Like, just going to have that experience, that live music experience, there's nothing like it.
It's a big bonding experience, and I'm sure you have, like, concert buddies that you always call when there's a concert coming up, and you're like, you just have a different bond with that person.
Yeah, what's funny is my wife and I, we were friends before we started dating. Like, she was that person.
Yeah.
Like, we've been to, like, festivals, things like that. We did Bonnaroo one time, which was really, really cool, but... there's just nothing like it.
It's funny that you say that because Amy and I went to we used to work at the when we worked together at interns and mm-hmm. then right around I started getting my footing at the old station. I got tickets all the time,
of course.
And Amy and I went like to so many we saw Bon Jovi together. I took her to Rammstein, which is she's like
wow.
She's like, well, who are these guys with all this white stuff walking through the crowd? And I was like, that's them. And I mean, they do pyro. Stuff at there. Like, I mean, there's fire, and that's why they have this white. They have like this white stuff all over them because they keep them from getting burnt.
Yeah.
We've seen some really good shows together.
Now, yeah. Let's go. Let's go back to the phone lines. Let's head out to our buddy Anthony over in Covington. Anthony, what's up, man? Good to catch up.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Man, I'm so excited for this, man. I cannot wait to get off work. It is already time to get off work.
Oh, you're going tonight.
Doing this one there, but yeah, man, I'm going. Me and my brother are actually going tonight. Shout out to the Martin Society Tattoo Shop off of Jericho Road. My brother, me and him are all going tonight, man.
Wow.
I cannot wait. But we're talking about live songs, and Metallica's got a very underrated live song. It's called No Leaf Clover. If you haven't heard it, go on there and go listen to it. Absolutely fantastic, man. But it was awesome to hear Squid reminisce about all the young concerts back in his heyday when he was young Squid, spreading his ink all over the great state of Georgia with ladies, I'm sure. So, yeah, man, I'm definitely looking forward to it tonight, man. But my favorite live song I got to see was actually in the Tokyo Dome, man. Japan. My favorite Motley Crue song of all time, Dr. Feelgood, man. It was absolutely amazing live. I got to see Mick Mars before he called it quits. So
It's going to be a great concert tonight. Love you guys. Y'all have a great day.
Thanks, buddy.
Appreciate it, Anthony.
Hope you have fun tonight.
Yeah, No Leaf Clover is the song they did with the symphony orchestra. Remember that album that they did, or that concert series they did with the San Francisco Symphony Orchestra?
Yeah.
That song was an original song they did. That was the first time I'd ever heard it released.
Yeah.
And it is, when it has the orchestra playing, it is phenomenal.
It's just funny. And there's multiple people that have songs that talk about this topic, but isn't it funny how you hear that song, you go right back to that spot?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you just know, like, you're like, I go right back to, and again, it's Kenny Chesney, I Go Back, or Record Year from Eric Church, or some of these other bands that have songs that are like, dude, when I hear that song,
yeah,
like, that's exactly where I'm at in life. So, Kenny Chesney used to be one of my favorites, and still is, but, obviously kind of phased out of country and does, island music now. But
right, right.
He used to do a Keg in the Closet tour to go to college towns,
yeah,
like, as kind of a warm-up for his main tour. He came to Tuscaloosa and came in a bar that probably set 500 and just played all his tunes with Uncle Cracker.
I'm pretty sure I gave up my rent money in Milledgeville to go see Luke Bryan one time our little capital city. I'm pretty sure I did.
Wow. I mean,
there you go.
That's crazy. Are you guys, real quick, I know we got to go to break, but are you, you can't wear the band's t-shirt to that concert?
No.
No.
Wear it.
Because I'm kind of like
saying you can't wear a jersey to a baseball game.
I'm in the middle. I'll wear it sometimes, but then again, yeah. Well, what kind of moron would say that?
Wear it. Wear your Metallica shirt tonight, Bo.
We come back. We're going to talk more about Falcons OTAs. We got some more cuts from that. I think you'll find it interesting. You heard from Ryan Neusel yesterday, just came off the contract. What Chris Lindstrom had to say about Ryan Neusel's leadership. You're not going to want to miss this. We also got a mic'd up. Conversations I've had with my son recently that I don't even know how to explain things to him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.